Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Growing up as a child, I could have never imagined that I would be in the position I'm in today, able to reach tens of millions of people a week. That does not puff up my ego. It does the opposite. It's an incredible responsibility. And to know that we're all in this position now under a eugenics-based world government with a cosmology of anti-civilization, anti-human. Because we've had corrupt elites before, but I can say this about the United States, and I've studied it. It has not been perfect, but compared to other countries, it's been the best. And until the 60s, our country really did try to build up other nations, even countries they took over, and had an idea of a renaissance and a true enlightenment and was egalitarian. There were a lot of evil people that operated within the system, and there were some bad things that went on, but we were a overall good society. We were delusional. We did some bad things to certain groups that were leftovers from ancient times. But that happened in those times. We're now talking about what was developing in the last 200 years. And now to see the United States as a absolutely bankrupt, culturally, spiritually, financially, devoid of any honor system, and to see the system actively waging war against everything good. Even if you're evil, you should know that evil in society more effectively can survive and operate and hide behind good, and that a system without good, the Illuminati would call it balance. I don't believe in that, but balance is real, but not the idea of, well, we can do evil as long as we do good. There's a balance. A balance in the force. You see this in kind of the establishment New Age version and the rest of it. But that's what a lot of these people believe. But I've studied the globalists. As you get up higher into this, they just believe in death and destruction. A Satanist thinks me, 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 all my power, all my enjoyment. I'm going to be a hedonist. I'm going to be nihilistic. Eat, drink, be merry. That's low level stuff. The globalists are Luciferians. They think they're God. They think they're becoming gods. They think they're going to be gods. So they love transhumanism. It ties into their cosmology that they're going to be God. And all I see is a bunch of people disconnected from the universe. All I see is a bunch of power-tripping madmen who don't have real vision. If you have real vision, you know that you need to build civilization and enlighten and empower, and that you need to build up, and you need to fight the slide towards decadence and corruption and evil, because it sucks everything into it. And unless you really are committed to total death, total destruction of our species, the end of life on this planet, then you should join good, because evil is a con game and a lie. That's all I can say there. And that's why evil tries to confuse you and tell you thinking a woman is beautiful is evil. No, that's not. That's God's design. That's programming. Or, flogging yourself with guilt for little things you do. That's how the system controls you. While they have no guilt, they have nothing to restrain them. They are like a wild runaway train off the edge of a cliff. We come back after this break. I'm going to hit a few top news stories. I go to Webster Griffin Tarpley. Recap the top stories, and we're going to break down where we left off last night, where the world is financially right now, and where he sees QE Unlimited going, defining that, and then we'll get into the geopolitical ramifications, because we know historically what these kleptocratic oligarchs do in their quest to dominate humanity. They'll play all sides off against each other while posing as the moderators, the saviors, the referees over the conflagration that they themselves have engineered. We will cover what is the most dangerous time in human development in history when we come back after this quick break. I am Alexander Emmerich Jones. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
It seems that every time you turn on the radio or the TV, there's another commercial for a testosterone product. Do they really boost libido and performance? And which one to try? Well, there is only one TGen, because there is only one Chamonix, a great company with great research. Consider this. In a clinical study on TGen's key ingredient, free testosterone increased in all exercising men, every single one, and 85% of them reported an increase in libido and desire. But TGen also contains zinc, selenium, and plant sterols, vital for a healthy prostate, and it makes TGen a great all-around anti-aging product for any man. TGen means science, results, and the phenomenal customer service of Chamonix. Call to try TGen right now and get a free bottle with your order. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. TGen comes with Chamonix's famous 90-day money-back guarantee. Just in case it doesn't work for you, you simply don't pay. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We see the earth.
We see the earth from here. We are go.
We see the earth now.
We see the earth. And if we look at the Strait of Hormuz, we see 25 nations' fleets massing, the biggest massing ever in the Strait of Hormuz, reported by the Associated Press, London Telegraph. B-1, B-2 bombers have been covertly dispatched. F-18s, F-16s, Warthogs. Looks like a build-up to the last Gulf War going on right now. A lot of top Israeli envoys, it's in Haaretz and other publications, are saying they're waiting till Romney gets in so that they don't have an election to deal with and the strike is on. Others say that they are activating al-Qaeda, the globalist, to kill the ambassador, to attack embassies, embassies and facilities, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Egypt, Sudan, Libya. It's incredible. And it's a totally schizophrenic policy where the West has put al-Qaeda in the Libya and Syria and other areas publicly. And that's the main force. CFR a month ago said, quote, we need al-Qaeda. They're doing a great job, unifying everybody. They're murdering Christians, murdering Jews, murdering Alawite Muslims, cutting their heads off, throwing them off buildings, desecrating Orthodox churches, where Paul proselytized. We're seeing all of this, and it's in the back of the news. And now we have the ambassador dead, I had Webster Tarpley, Dr. Tarpley on yesterday breaking down that he believes it's a October surprise, like the whole hostage things with Carter back in 1979-1980. Regardless of this, at the top, the same banks run Obama, run Romney, and I'm not going to get in either camp. I'm not going to sit here and get in this election and support either or. I will not be part of this. I will pull back and analyze what's going on. And I agree with Tarpley. This has got neocon fingerprints on it. Neocon groups, the same ones that upload the Adam Gadon fake Al-Qaeda videos and the Intel Center video layer caught. The same groups and this FBI informant, producer of anti-Islam, is a Fed snitch, of course. He's just the cutout to take the blame for it. This has got Langley, Virginia written all over it. And that's now even coming out. All of this is happening with the backdrop of QE Unlimited. Now, they promised no QE3, and they said, see, no QE3, we're going to give $85 billion. It's $85 billion a month. $40 billion of it to buy derivatives from bad mortgages, from paper, credit default swaps. Ladies and gentlemen, they're announcing, Barroso last week, that Europe has been conquered, a super federal system is being set up. They designed all this, bankrupting the countries by their operatives, shining them onto the bank's debt, bringing them into a Europe where they have a super federal Europe run by banks. They're announcing global banks have conquered the United States. They have engineered the collapse and are riding the collapse down like Slim Pickens in Dr. Strangelove rides the atomic bomb down, or the hydrogen bomb down over Russia. I mean, this is madness. This is people full of bravado, hubris, chutzpah, whatever you want to call it. This is Hitler turning into Russia, Napoleon turning into Russia, Alexander the Great going to Afghanistan. This is madness. Let me just read a few headlines. We're going to Tarpley, and then for 5 minutes of the next hour, and then Max Kaiser joins us on the economic angle. We're being fed this line of bull by Obama's people that this was not coordinated and some protesters killed the Navy SEALs and overrun it's not an embassy, it was a substation. So we've got that going on. We've got Syrian rebels being funded by the West, burning American flags and burning churches down. Headline, Infowars.com, Syrian rebels burn American flag while Obama sends them millions in taxpayer dollars. Ex-envoy to Israel, U.S. will go to war with Iran in 2013. YNET News. Israel, Al-Al, stopping flights to Cairo. Increased numbers of foreign element jihadi groups operating in Syria. And I've got it in the stack, six different articles we're going to cover, where they say we've got to invade Syria with boots on the ground, NATO does, and bomb them, because Al-Qaeda is taking over. Man, that's incredible. Our criminal government puts Al-Qaeda in publicly, calls them freedom fighters, and then says we got to invade because of Al-Qaeda. I mean, this is a new level of order out of chaos, operating on a public in a trance. Leading Sunni clerics demand global ban on insults to Islam. That'll be used to take all our free speech, this whole UN global government plan to ban criticizing any religion. Europe already's done it. We're in trouble, folks. Google takes down our videos for no reason, mildly criticizing government, but is leaving this video up. I'm not saying take it down, but they're already censoring. Unbelievable. This is part of a PSYOP, Google's NSA. That's on record. Iran's Revolutionary Guard commander says its troops are in Syria. That's Reuters. That's been known for months. Now they're just admitting it. Big proxy war. Russian Spetsnaz, Iranian Republican Guard, fighting Al-Qaeda backed with British, U.S., and other special forces. I mean, this is insane. And who did Al-Qaeda kill under orders? They killed the ambassador. Who do they work for? They work for the criminals that run our government. Pakistanis try to storm U.S. outpost, one killed. New York Times. Israeli foreign minister, U.S. ignored Arab radicalization. Ignored it. The United States, Israel, and others run the radicalization. Israel created Hamas, 1973. That's on record. Jerusalem Post. U.S. is preparing for a long siege of Arab unrest. New York Times. Head of president of Egypt calls for calm as protests grow. Says they're being funded by the West. No kidding. Israeli leader makes case against Iran on U.S. TV. All of this is designed. Stir the Arabs up. Put Al-Qaeda in. Get a civil war between Shiite and Sunni going. Just tell the American people, hey, that's Al-Qaeda. That's Iran. When Iran's the opposite of Al-Qaeda, they're Shiite. and then say we got to attack Syria and Iran because Al-Qaeda is there. And it is true Al-Qaeda's in Syria. They're in the news. I'll dig it out of the stack, saying we got to have boots on the ground. Let's cover that first briefly with Webster Tarpley. Then we'll get into the economics. Then we'll tie it all together. But, Webster, I understand you were on yesterday and privately told me, yes, we've never been in a greater danger of an Iran attack, first Syria, World War III. But you said, I don't want to really go there because this is being used for political stuff. Let's just be honest, geopolitically, in a brief summation, tying it all together up front, what are we facing right now? How dangerous is this period in the world? What is the overall, in just 2 minutes, method to the mega banks, Anglo-American system program? What is the end game? What do they think they're going to get out of this?
Well, naturally, the war danger has been high and remains high. And I think it focuses in particular on Syria. The Syrian civil war, I guess by now it is a civil war, or really more of an invasion by these Al-Qaeda death squads.
Yeah, proxy NATO, Al-Qaeda destabilization, asymmetrical special forces attack program.
Right. This looks very much like the Spanish Civil War, right? The Spanish Civil War of 1936 to 1939 was the beginning of a clash between Nazi Germany, fascist Italy supporting Franco and his fascists. And then there was the Spanish Republic, which was supported by the Soviets and some others. And you could see that was a kind of a prelude to World War II. And the Spanish Civil War ended in March of 1939. And then World War II began pretty much in September. So the danger is that. However, let's also take a step back. I looked at that article in the Daily Telegraph, and I just had to laugh. When you see a headline that says, British Armada, oh, the British Armada, the massive British naval power in the Gulf. Well, this is a bad joke. The British Armada hasn't been sailing for quite a few centuries, probably World War II.
The point is, they mass ships before Gulf One and Two. This has been done before.
That's fine. On the other hand, this is ironic. This is a scheduled exercise. This is a drill. Now, nobody knows better than I do that drills go live. On the other hand, the majority of drills do not go live, right? The majority of drills are drills. It's the one that comes along every now and then that goes live that is the one that you have to worry about. But anyway, we have to look at capabilities, right? You can't worry about intentions. You have to look at capabilities. And the capabilities for war are certainly there. It seems to me, again, that this focuses more on Syria in the immediate sense than it does on Iran. If you're going to start a war with Iran, and I think the imperialist planners have seen this for quite a while, you've got to eliminate Syria above all, because Syria is a principal ally, really the only ally of Iran in the Arab world. And you've got to do something about Hezbollah. Because Hezbollah is sitting there very close to Israel, and they have built up a tremendous capability with various kinds of missiles, right? They have the sort of World War II type missiles, but now they've got some pretty good
precision. You've got to cut off Hezbollah's supply lines from Iran through Syria.
So I think it's less likely that there's going to be a direct attack on Iran until they have been thoroughly isolated, and whether that works or not is now the big question. So it seems to me there's a lot of psychological warfare, and we can't always be preaching, the end of the world for next week. This doesn't work. I would be a little bit skeptical about this hype that we see in the London Daily Telegraph and elsewhere. Because, again, it seems to me that
let me stop you on that. It was in 2006 or 7 that I disagreed with you when you said the Iran war was on, and I said it wasn't. We had a big fight over that. And I said it wasn't on at that time. You do remember that, correct?
Yes, and I'll tell you what stopped it then was when Putin made his trip to Tehran and got photographed with Ahmadinejad
in a public meeting. So my point is the biggest, we have stopped this from happening. We have stopped this from happening.
We have done something.
Well, all the American people,
The Russian government, Putin, the main person. The biggest factor for peace in today's world is Putin, and there's no other way to cut it. And don't be embarrassed to say so. You don't have to have provisos about not liking Putin. Like him or hate him, Putin is the big factor for peace because he's the only one who deters the Anglo-Americans. He provides cover for the Chinese, and he allows these other countries to sort of follow along and build up.
Sure, and we all know why Putin's involved, because the road to Moscow goes through Damascus and Tehran. We'll be right back. It's all grand chessboard. Stay with us.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Dr. Tarp was a doctor of history. He's an author, researcher. He has an incredible mind. I'm not trying to get in a fight with him here as we went to break, you know, saying, you know, he's like, hey, let's not say, you know, we're going to have end of the world. I'm not saying that. Then I'm like, hey, Webster, you thought back, what was in 2007, that it was imminent going to happen. And it was. And I see the same parallels, but then some. You've got open talk of the Japanese and China heading towards war, says U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta. Regardless, that's an amazing headline. You've got Chinese leaders disappearing. You've got coups going on. Zero Hedge has an excellent article we've got up at Infowars.com. A World on the Verge. And I'm going to cover this a little bit in the next segment before we get into the economics here. My point is, Webster, the average American isn't even paying attention to what's going on, to the point of thinking, oh, we've got to give our rights up Al-Qaeda. And I'm just pointing out Al-Qaeda is this jihadi brigade of the globalist. And I know, of course, you've helped expose that for decades. So I'm just trying to understand here what is going on. Tell us what you think is happening militarily. I mean, are you saying we shouldn't be concerned?
Yes, have to be concerned. But again, I think it's important to restate the framework also for your radio listeners who might not have heard the conversation yesterday. I would say this is the Romney campaign. In other words, if you want to know who's blowing up the Middle East right now, the Romney campaign is doing that. And the Romney campaign means not some little group of people in Boston who put out press releases and schedule campaign events, but it means this complex of forces, in particular in the intelligence community, that want Romney in and Obama out. And that seems to be the majority of the, or at least the most active part of the intelligence community. It goes to this CIA Mormon mafia. There's a CIA Mormon mafia, an FBI Mormon mafia. The CIA Mormon mafia would come into it in the following way. The ambassador in Libya, who happened to be at the consulate in Benghazi, or actually at a safe house attached to the consulate in Benghazi, was killed by this group called Ansar al-Sharia, as far as can be told. So Ansar al-Sharia is just the Libyan Islamic fighting group, or Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, under a new name. And the head of that is this guy, Kumu. And I wrote about Kumu a year and a half ago. Kumu was part of the Islamic Emirate of Derna, in other words, a terrorist principality that had been created by this guy, Hasidi, Hasadi, Belhaj. All these guys have multiple names. The groups have multiple names. You have to get used to this. They're all moving targets. But this Kumu appears to have given the order, or actually carried it out himself, so that his professionally trained veterans who have been fighting in Libya, a lot of them have been fighting in Syria, they went and killed Ambassador Stevens, not even at the consulate, as I understand it, but at this nearby safe house. Now, Kumu was in Guantanamo for 5 years. He was trained. He was prepared for his new career. The only way you get out of Guantanamo is if you swear that you're going to do what the CIA tells you to do from then on for the rest of your life. And that's what Kumu undoubtedly did.
No, so I mean, they've had suicide bombers, everything. They come out of there. They admittedly have a CIA base within the base where right. They engage. This is even mainstream news in mind control, drugging. They've got right. Drugs where they can stop your heart and then sit there and have you beg. Well, I mean, just incredible what they do.
Right. So if Kumu kills Ambassador Stevens, the question has to go to the CIA, and I would say in particular to the CIA Mormon mafia, the people in the CIA who feel that their careers will be favored by Romney, and they will, because there will be unbelievable Mormon nepotism.
Look, I got to say this, Webster. I want to get into the economy. We covered this for half an hour yesterday. That's fine to get into the Mormon mafia, all this other stuff. We've already said it.
But this is doing it.
No, we covered it yesterday. I want to get into the economy when we come back. But here's the deal. You were against Obama. Now you're against Romney.
I'm against the ruling class and their main line. Now, here's the other problem we have. If you want to take power, you need to have a political movement, an independent political movement with a program to take power. Mm-hmm. If you're not ready to take power, you're automatically reduced to trying to maneuver between two or three or whatever they are, existing alternatives. So we needed to be building an independent alternative over the last couple of years.
That didn't happen.
And it didn't happen. So now we're reduced again to trying to see which is the more dangerous. I would say Romney is the more dangerous at this point simply because he's surrounded by these neocons. He has no clue what he's doing.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's come back.
Surrounded by hardcore neocons.
We got to go to break. These are hard breaks. come back and do 5 minutes on Romney again, but then I really want your take. You're an economist, a good one. I want your take on the QE Unlimited. That's why you're back today. Stay with
me. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Professor Griffin Tarpley here in just a moment. As you notice, the real world is not just some simple thing of, here's the brown-skinned Muslims, let's nuke them and we'll be safe. And here's the blue-shirted TSA man that's going to take your son or daughter behind closed doors to make sure bin Laden isn't hiding in their underwear. Or, oh, the FBI's watching you with face-scanning cameras. The ruling system wants an authoritarian takeover. They are waging war against small farms, businesses, everything. Bad guys run things. And playing into this whole deal of who's better or who's worse, I'm not doing it. But I think it's important to analyze the different camps to discredit that system so that people understand what we're facing. Before we go back to Webster Griffin Tarpley, don't forget this broadcast is listener-supported. So be sure and support our local AM and FM affiliates, local sponsors. Visit them, support them, also sponsor the show. The show is really growing. spread the word about our local AM and FM stations. You can also support the sponsors at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the web banners, a lot of great products and information up there. Also, when you buy books, videos, T-shirts, at InfowarsStore.com or InfowarsShop.com, takes you to the same place. Those purchases fund the growing news organization. Also, we have a 15-day free trial for InfowarsNews.com, InfowarsNews.com, or originally, now for almost 10 years, PrisonPlanet.tv. 17 years of my material information, almost 10 years with that site, the nightly news, the video streams of this daily radio show slash TV show. One membership is six memberships, really. We need to put that pitch up there because that's really the best pitch we've got, the truth. That we let the same username and passcode be used by six people simultaneously. So just create a username and passcode that obviously isn't the code to your, you know, your bank account and share it. Or we may just make it where one is six. I don't know. I'm going to make it easier for you. I mean, it's not any easier than you just make the code and give it to people. The point is PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 a month. That's less than a dollar per person's membership. And if you get a yearly membership, you get 3 months free. So it's even less than a dollar a month. Ladies and gentlemen, PrisonPlanet.tv. Go there, support us, sign up, get the commercial-free podcast, so much more. PrisonPlanet.tv, that's also funding our operation. And remember, we carry the very best preparedness items at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's the great products from eFoodsDirect.com, whether it is the LifeStraw field water filter that I've used out in the bush here in Travis County, incredible system. Right into, you know, fetid water, you name it. And we've got the Pro Pures discounted, the gravity fed stainless steel filters at a price no one can match. Our regular price is the lowest. We're the biggest distributor. 10% off with the promo code WATER at checkout. All available at InfoWarsStore.com. And you also, again, support the broadcast by spreading the word about PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, and other sites that we have like InfoWars.net. Okay, I just wanted to read a few of these headlines before we go back to Webster and he can get into Tarpley. I mean, Tarpley can get into Mitt Romney and what he thinks about that. Even though we covered it yesterday, that's fine. Different audience will cover that. And then we'll get into what I got him on about, the economy and where he sees that going. But world on the verge of war. We've got South Africa shooting people with rubber bullets at miners. We've got Spain, Greece, Portugal have resumed protesting austerity. People are looting grocery stores in Spain. U.S. embassies have been attacked in Egypt, Libya, Tunisia, Morocco, Sudan, Lebanon, India, Bangladesh, Indonesia. Pakistan's got different facilities being attacked. Japan is appropriating Chinese contested islands, provoking a firestorm of retaliation, including demands for war with Japan. The Japanese ambassador to China dies mysteriously. Netanyahu's telling Meet the Press Iran will make a nuke in 7 months and must be stopped beforehand. Warships from 25 countries, including the United States, Britain, France, Saudi Arabia, UAE, are launching a military exercise, Strait of Hormuz, pre-planned. Yeah, this whole thing's pre-planned. A third U.S. aircraft carrier, the CVN-74 Stennis carrier, is en route to Iran with ETA of about 10 days. And finally, a potential catalyst to light the whole mess on fire, Iran's Revolutionary Guard announcing that troops are now on the ground in Syria. Tell us something we don't know. And it goes on and on. That's on InfoWars.com. A war on the verge in the Middle East? A world on the verge of war? That's the question. All right, Tarpley, you got the floor until we end this hour. Take it away with Romney and what you really think's happening. I respect your view. Doesn't mean I totally agree with it, but it may be the case. The system's certainly starting to turn against Obama at certain levels. And, you know, the media normally that's lapdog is like really grilling him on these ridiculous statements that, you know, that a few protesters killed the ambassador and the Navy SEALs. Ambassador Susan Rice, Libya attack not premeditated. What does that mean? Why does the system want Romney in your view? And then please give us your breakdown on where the world financial system is right now and where you see QE going in the future.
Well, the Wall Street establishment, it seems, wants Romney. He's one of them, after all. He's a hedge fund hyena. He's a corporate raider. He's a vulture capitalist. And he's the kind of guy that will not only give them what they want in terms of loot, which Obama has largely done, but he'll also give them the honor in society that Obama can't give them because it would screw up Obama's relations with his own base. They generally object to Obama not so much for what he does, but for what he says, right? Obama's got to cover his left flank by bad-mouthing Wall Street, and they don't want that anymore. They want everything. They want the loot and the honor. They want to be hailed as the saviors of the country. So we've gone through, I think, that without the CIA and without that CIA Mormon mafia, I would strongly guess, you couldn't have Kumu and that group of, let's say, Guantanamo trainees coming to kill the ambassador Stevens in Benghazi. Notice that the extreme reactionaries and neocons are now putting out that the ambassador was homosexual, as if this somehow made this less of a crime. It's a very, very strange thing. So you'd have to look at homophobic forces in the intelligence community. I think it takes us back to precisely that same group. So you mentioned the National Security Agency, or should I say Google. You mentioned Google refusing to take down this stupid, scurrilous film. They have merged practically with the NSA, as you pointed out. And let's not forget Dan Senior, who is now one of the top advisors to the Romney campaign. Dan Senior is the guy who tells Paul Ryan what to say, what to do on foreign policy. Dan Senior was attached to Google, I think, in a pretty high post. The other side of it that I think is important is, where does this film come from? Forget about Sam Basile. Forget about this character, Nakula. Nakula, that's the same person, allegedly. This is a little fish. This is some kind of a drug pusher who's gone into a deal with the feds, and he's therefore a controlled witness.
No, he's the classic snitch that they use to put people in prison. He's a classic cutout.
Right. But he's not. This is not the essential person. The person who actually signed for the permit to make the film and put out the casting call and actually had the premises, the studio where this was done, is this other guy, Nasrallah. And Nasrallah is a Coptic Christian. The Christians of Egypt are the Copts, and he's a big Coptic activist. And then we get right to the main issue, which is he's part of this thing called the Islamophobia Network. And this has been written up. There's a study of this by the Center for American Progress. Just look up Islamophobia Network and you'll get all the names of these people. A lot of people would know Pamela Geller. She's sort of the chairwoman of this thing. It's international. They have Geert Wilders in Holland, a racist politician who just lost the elections at the beginning of last week. And they have something called Stop the Islamization of America, SIOA. And then they have another one called, and this is funny, Stop the Islamization of Nations, SION. So Sion, Zion, same difference, I guess. But you can see what this is. This is a group of people, I think, motivated by hatred, right? They're Islamophobic, but they're Islamophobic with a very definite agenda. And one of the people in this group, the thing that makes this most important, is that John Bolton appears at their rallies, right? They had a rally. This was the group that put up a big fight about this mosque near Ground Zero, near the former World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan in August and September of 2010. They were feeling their oats. They had a big conference. Nasrallah was a speaker, the cop who essentially made the movie, and then Ambassador Bolton, right, or Secretary Bolton. Now, Bolton is the guy who would probably be Secretary of State for Romney. So he's meshed with these scurrilous individuals in the Islamophobia network. So I think that's pretty clear, right, that you can look at it and say this movie or trailer or whatever it is a production of the Romney campaign. They did this. And I think it would be important for media to delve into this more, because it's a real scandal. Otherwise, all of the other rioting and stuff is either spontaneous, because, you know, there is this capability to get these things going in a spontaneous way, or it's the CIA or, you know, British or NATO networks saying, let's go out in the streets. Now, couple of things that could be at work here. Since the person involved making the movie against Muhammad is a Coptic Christian, this sets up something really serious for Egypt, right? Coptic Christians are about 10% of the population of Egypt. If you get some kind of an explosion there, that could become really, really bloody and really, really ugly. And that would destabilize Egypt. That would essentially be a civil war in Egypt. And that may be what these Anglo-American lunatics are looking for. The other thing which I think is extremely important is you have to remember that Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Bahrain and Kuwait and Oman and probably Jordan and Morocco also, the monarchies of the Arab world, these are reactionary monarchies, absolute monarchies, but especially Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and maybe Qatar, but those, that group, the Gulf, they are on the verge of revolution. And this would be a real revolution. This would not be a fake color revolution, a fake Arab Spring that doesn't change anything.
Sure.
Remember, a revolution means an institutional change. You overthrow a monarchy, that's a revolution. You end slavery, that's a revolution, right? But in this case, they probably have both, right? They have household slavery as well as absolute monarchy. One of the effects of changing the subject is to help the Saudi royal house, frankly. As long as people are running around saying freedom and democracy, human rights, that's really bad for the Saudi monarchy, right? That puts the tremendous pressure on them, as well as on these fakers in Bahrain, right? The royal family there, and then the ones in Qatar, right, who do Al Jazeera. The Al Jazeera, right, trumpets human rights and democracy to the world, and that's an absolute monarchy with no
election. Let me just stop you, and CNN's had their own producers quit and say, when they're in Qatar and they're machine gunning men, women, and children, CNN will not let that go on the news with little CIA Anderson Cooper, the twit. But
To finish the point, just the idea is, these countries, these monarchies, use anti-Israeli, anti-U.S., as a way to keep themselves in power. In other words, if I'm out there demonstrating against the House of Saud, that's bad for the House of Saud. But what they can say now is go out and demonstrate against the U.S. Of course, go out, you know, those infidels, they're no good. This is a way to relieve the tremendous pressure building up on the Saudi monarchy and these crazy absolute monarchies in these Gulf Emirates.
No, I agree with you. And this is my next point. We've got to get into the economy, Tarpley. I really want to get your take on that, Doc. Is that people ask why the West helped trigger some of the first parts of the Arab Spring. That was because with their Google predictive programming, they admit that they know when dollar devaluation globally causes food prices to go up, where people are making $2 a day on average, and 60% of their money goes to food. You're not just now hungry, you're starving. That's going to cause unrest, so they want to trigger it to try to direct it. And so that's why they've tried to have it be a Sunni-based, you know, Saudi Arabian-backed takeover and have it be sectarian revolution instead of economic revolution. Do you agree with that statement?
Let me just correct a couple of things. The reason the price of oil goes up and the reason the price of food goes up is speculation.
Which is dollar devaluation.
No, it's not the same thing. It's direct speculation in these markets using derivatives.
Sure, but the QE has also made prices go up globally. That's not debated.
Nobody's willing to admit. None of the people writing in these financial newspapers.
Well, I don't care if they don't admit it. There is inflation caused by the monetization of debt.
Yeah, but the main reason those prices are going up is because of credit derivatives and other derivatives that are used.
Yeah, but because dollars aren't worth anything, everybody's rushing into farmland and food and all that, that's also compounding it.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the main
thing. Okay, but listen, let's not argue about little bitty points. Get into the economy. Where is it globally? Okay, go ahead. Where is the economy worldwide right now with this announcement of unlimited QE?
Yeah, again, I think for the average person, a certain amount of inflation is a good thing. I think optimum inflation for the U.S. right now would be 5 to 7%. We've got the American people crushed by $1 trillion of consumer debt, crushed by $1 trillion of.
So you like the Federal Reserve policy of?
No, I just think this emphasis on inflation gets nobody anywhere. This is a you know, sort of an Austrian school red herring.
Well, I agree that it's not going to be that much inflation because the money's being transferred to elites and to buy up bad paper.
It's being hoarded, right? We know there's a capital strike. There's a capital strike where the American corporations are hoarding a couple of $1 trillion, which they refuse to invest. How about a nice tax on undistributed profits to give them
a prime? Why don't these crazy corporations invest and get people going? Do they think they're really going to get out of a violent revolution in this country and people rioting? I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, they should be investing in productive investment, plant and equipment, new jobs, new technology, but they don't do this. Now, let's look at this QE. You got to imagine the world economy, or let's say the U.S. economy. The U.S. economy is the victim of a vampire attack, or we might want to say a zombie attack. And the zombie attack in 2007, 2008, again, was done with derivatives, collateralized debt obligations, credit default swaps, these kinds of things. And this is also what's used to drive up the raw material prices. Since then, we've had Count Dracula has had his fangs in our throat, and he's sucking our blood. And the answer that the Federal Reserve has had is what you'd call a hot money stimulus. And it just says, we're going to flood the banking system with cheap money, 0% in most cases.
All right, Webster, stay there. We've got to break. It's a hard break. You know you're on the Genesis Network. We got to go to break right here, a network break. We'll be right back with Webster Griffin Tarpley on the other side to break down exactly what's happening with QE Unlimited. He's the vampire slayer. There he is, Von Helsing.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
Okay, Okay, Webster, you got interrupted there by the break. Dr. Webster Griffin, Tarpley.net. You can follow his Twitter and Facebook there. Our Twitter and Facebook are also linked at Infowars.com. Real Alex Jones at Twitter. Going back to Webster, Webster, please continue in this short segment, the one little segment coming up. Then Max Kaiser's joining us to get into the economy in depth. You were making the point about the vampire has been sucking on us lovingly, telling us that we've got a vampire on us because we're bad people. But if we'll just give the vampire more blood, he'll fix everything. So this vampire is a black hole. No amount of blood will ever satisfy the undead. Well, as you said, you coined the term, I think, zombie banks 10 years ago. Or I think that's attributed to you. Zombies are quite popular now. So maybe it's fitting we're ruled by zombie banks, Webster.
Look, the Count Dracula metaphor goes like this. We were attacked by Count Dracula the vampire in 2007, 2008. And ever since then, he's got his fangs in our throat. Now along comes Bernanke, and Bernanke says, oh, let's give a transfusion to the poor victim. Except they don't give the transfusion directly into the victim, us, the economy. They give the transfusion to Count Dracula. So they say, we'll pipe the blood in through Count Dracula and we'll make his fangs go into reverse. And that blood will then arrive into the victim. It doesn't work because of the black hole, because of what you just said. The mass of kited bankrupt derivatives in the zombie banks, in the too big to fail money center banks of Wall Street, absorbs all the liquidity. Or they take hot money. That's what the Fed is generating. The hot money flees overseas. It goes to the hottest speculative market, right? Be it Kuala Lumpur or Warsaw or whatever it is, it flies there. So this is what also brings down the dollar. The dollar is weakened to some degree because of the effects of the system.
So where is it headed? Do you agree with Kaiser that we're going to have a huge implosion by next April?
Now, let's see. Let's just go through what the alternatives are. What could you do to fight this depression? One is have an immediate deflationary crash, right? That's what Ron Paul wanted. He said, let's go back to the good old days of the crash of 1920 that brought the world Mussolini. I'm sorry, that's not a good one. Then we have a consumer-led Keynesian stimulus, which is pretty much what the stimulus, right, the Obama-Pelosi stimulus of 2009
pay off to all their friends.
That's better. That has some effect, but ultimately, as soon as
because Rachel Maddow does go out and buy some pants and things like that.
But there were things. The main thing in there that was good was aid to the states so that the states could maintain their payrolls of policemen, firemen, teachers, and people that we need to keep human civilization going. But unfortunately, that doesn't get you an economic recovery. Then the third possibility is this hot money, which is what the Fed has been doing. I want the fourth possibility. My fourth possibility is this. Take that QE3, take that money, and it's practically 0%, and use that to buy bonds from American states that want to build hard infrastructure.
But that would actually build America up. We can't do that.
But that's what you want. That's what we should be campaigning for. Not to abolish the Fed. No, don't abolish the Fed.
Nationalize it. Well, yeah, then take the power of the purse back into Congress and then give that to the states. Yeah.
It's not even the power of the purse, right? The power of the purse is in the Treasury. We need a national bank. And the national bank.
Yeah, but Webster, the Congress controls the power of the purse, as you know.
Yeah, and that's the way this should be. In other words, the Treasury is one thing under congressional.
But see, that doesn't let them pick winners and losers. They'd rather rule a pile of skulls than live in paradise.
You'd be picking winners and losers in this sense. You'd be saying 0% credit does not go to zombie banks, hedge fund hyenas anymore. We've tried it for the past 4 years. Bernanke has been offering.
Oh, no, they won't even give federal. They won't even give the federal contracts to small businesses, and the law says they should. Stay there, Webster. One more minute. I want you to have 5 more minutes to finish up your statement on the economy. Then we'll get Max Kaiser. Take on this. Let me tell you, we're in some crazy times. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.